5 after midnight up in here on KMFM. You're listening to Glenn Scott. We're over on Twitter at KMFM Official. And tonight on the show, I am joined by Hayley Steinfeld.
Hi, how are you?
I am very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
So you are travelling all around the world at the moment. Loads of promotion, meaning you must be doing loads of interviews as well. Is there one question that you wish you were asked?
Oh, well, sometimes I guess not one in particular, but I do enjoy talking about the music, I guess, and the movies sort of more than other things.
Because I asked this question to Camila Cabello, and she was like, what question do I want to be asked? And she was like, who's your favourite Disney character? And then we just talked about that for like 2 minutes.
We could talk about Disney characters. I like that subject.
Okay, who's your favourite Disney character?
I have a few, but I will tell you, I haven't told many people this, but I was like Snow White for Halloween for about 7 years. In a row.
What, every single year?
Yeah.
Was it the same costume?
Well, a version of, you know, I was growing.
So. Okay, so you adapted it every year. Was it like one of these things where your parents are like, yeah, we're not buying you a new one this year because you're just going to grow out of it. So you just ended up with the same
one. My mom was like making them. Are you kidding? She was like, okay, I'm on it. I'm going to make this one even better.
But her niche was just Snow White costumes. That was that was the one
exactly.
to do. What question do you get the most?
What do you prefer, acting or singing?
And which one do you prefer, acting or singing?
I can't.
You
I
couldn't
don't have
say.
An answer.
I imagine they're so different. It's like stuff that you just can't compare.
They are so completely different. I mean, it's crazy to think that I get to do both because I love both so much and I have always wanted to do both and never really knew that it was possible or never knew how I would be able to do it, but I'm doing it and I love it.
But then I suppose you've got the perfect crossover because not only are you acting in music videos, you've also done Pitch Perfect. So you're kind of like on the line in between the two.
I love when there's an opportunity where they combine, when I can sing in a movie or vice versa, whatever that looks like. That's always a dream.
Then you can do both of them. We'll get to talking about your new single in a bit, but we need to talk about Starving first because that was one of the biggest tracks of last year. It took over.
Thank
we
you.
still play it on the show all the time. Such a
Thank
big fan
you.
Of that. Did you ever expect that to take off as well as it did?
I mean, no. I guess you go to sleep at night and you hope and you pray and you wish that it will do what it did, but you never know, right? So it's crazy how that all came about. Zed, who is a great friend, we had gone back and forth about collaborating. It was really just a matter of sort of finding the time and finding being in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
And it actually finally had happened, and he sent me a message saying he had this song that he needed me to hear, and it was amazing. It literally happened within 24 hours, this song. So it really just came together so organically, and I am so thankful for the fans and how they received this song and what they made of it.
When you've recorded a song, is there someone that you always send it to first, or is there like a way to test it? A couple of people say they always stick it on a CD and then just go on a really long drive. Is there something that you do that's similar to that?
I always play it in my car, always. In fact, whoever I'm playing it for, I will make them, even if we're not driving, I will make them sit in my car so that I can control the volume and make sure they're listening. But going for a drive and listening to the song, I feel, always gives me the best idea of sort of how people will hear it. And that's where I like to test it out.
We'll get back to chatting to Hayley Steinfeld after this. It's Starving on KMFM. It's Hayley Steinfeld, Starving on KMFM Thursday night. And Hayley is on the show. And we mentioned on Twitter a couple of weeks ago that you were coming on. And there was one question that kept popping up from your fans. Can you guess what it is?
Does it have to do with an album?
It has to do with an album.
Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. This is so crazy. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's I'm working on it. You know, it's crazy how fast-paced music is, and how it all happens. I'm still so new to it, and I'm really just sort of figuring out what it is that I want to do and what I want to talk about, and I'm experimenting right now. I'm in the studio, and I have a bunch of sessions coming up this summer, and I'm planning on doing anything and everything. So I can't wait to finally put the bow, tie the knot, and
finish
it out
and get it
yeah.
out into the world. Are there any big names that you've been working with for it? Like, you know, you get your Max Martins, your Benny Blancos. Is there anyone where you've been in the studio with them leading up until this album?
Yeah, I've been in the studio with some incredible artists, producers, and writers. Julia Michaels, who is a great friend of mine. I've been working with Ryan Tedder, who worked on Most Girls with me. I've been hitting Benny up all the time. Benny, if you hear this, like, yay, hi.
Please.
But yeah, I'm been in touch and I'm talking and I'm working with a bunch of great people.
Talking of Ryan Tedder, obviously for people who are listening who don't know who Ryan Tedder is, the frontman of One Republic also wrote some of the biggest songs of all time. What's he like in the studio? Because I remember reading a post from him earlier in the year where he was like, from now on, One Republic aren't really going to release albums. They're just going to keep releasing music. And they said, you might not like it, you might love it, but we're just going to keep doing that. What's your thoughts on that as like a release process?
I mean, I love it. I think it's awesome. I think sometimes I personally love an album. I love a story from start to finish. I love when you can get lost in one's sort of point of view and story. But I also think sometimes it can be hard to digest a full album.
Yeah.
And it's fun to sort of have a new song every couple of weeks from an artist that you love. So I've taken that into consideration as well. So that's sort of, you know, decisions I'm making and thinking about now.
Yeah, so everyone who is sitting there waiting for an album is like, no, don't say that, Glenn. Now she's going to think about this even more.
Yeah,
the album's going
right.
to be even longer.
No.
I've messed up. I'm so sorry. Not only talking about music, because we get loads of pop stars, loads of musicians on the show. I think you're the first person on the show who has been nominated for an Academy Award.
Crazy.
Congratulations, firstly. I mean, it was a few years ago, but congratulations.
Thank you.
That must have been mad, right?
It was absolutely insane. I mean, to think about how long ago it was, and part of me feels like it was just yesterday. Just a true honor to be recognized for my work in that movie and in acting. I had a film come out recently called The Edge of 17, which got me a Golden Globe nomination, which was absolutely insane, and I did not see that coming. So yeah, that was really, again, just incredible.
Such an amazing achievement. Right, we got a lot of people wanting to hear your new single, Most Girls. So let's chat about that. That must be good to have that out in the world, right?
Oh my goodness, it feels great. It feels so great. This is a song I really, truly feel so strongly about in terms of what's happening with women right now. I think more than ever, we are standing together and banding together and lifting each other up and supporting each other. And I feel like looking at other women and feeling inspired by them and wanting to be like them is a real progressive way of looking at that situation and thinking and acting. And I feel like we're doing it now more than ever.
Yeah, which is the perfect song for it. So before we hit play on it, what I like to ask a few people is, what's the serving suggestion? So it might sound mad when I say it out loud, but you know how when you buy something from a shop and they're like, serve this with chips, serve this with potatoes. If someone's going to listen to Most Girls for the first time and they want to have the most impact when they're listening to it, who should they be listening to it with? What should they be doing while they're listening to it, and where should they be?
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, when you listen to Most Girls, you should be with your girls, okay, your home girls. You could be anywhere, in your car, driving, you could be at the beach, you could be shopping, you could be doing whatever, getting ready for your girls' night out. And then what was the other part to that?
You ticked all the boxes there.
Sweet.
The perfect serving suggestion. Right, let's hit play on it. Thank you so much for hanging out on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Can I leave you to introduce it here on KMFM, please?
Of course. This is Hailee Steinfeld, and this is my new song, Most Girls, on KMFM.
Some girls feel best in the tiny dresses.